You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Wednesday, April 8, 2026. No sudden movement. U.S. E&Ps stay cautious on 2026 CapEx amidst market volatility. Published by Thomas Birakri. The roiling of global energy markets by war in the Middle East has, at least temporarily, magnified the importance of domestic oil output and dramatically heightened interest in production trends. As lower prices continued to erode returns for oil producers in 2025 and into early 2026, it's no surprise that E&Ps accentuated a cautious, discipline-first approach in their initial 2026 CapEx and production guidance, which targets generally lower investment and flattens production growth. In today's RBN blog, we'll take a detailed look at the 2026 forecasts by peer group and offer some far too early speculation about the potential industry response to the recent surge in oil prices. As shown in Figure 1 of the blog, the 36 companies we follow have set 2026 capital investment of $59.1 billion, down 5% from $62.5 billion in 2025 and continuing a moderation from the recent peak in 2023. The commodity price collapse at the onset of the pandemic threatened the financial stability of a chronically overspending E&P industry that had lost the investment community's confidence. The response was drastic cuts to capital spending in 2020 and 2021. As producers strategically shifted their investment focus to maximizing shareholder returns over reserve and production growth, see where has all the CapEx gone? Sustained high commodity prices allowed producers to increase drilling to offset steep shale decline rates, leading to substantial quarterly increases in investment and a total 2022 CapEx of $52.1 billion, up 58% over 2021 and the largest growth rate in over a decade. Inflation as well as increased organic capital outlays related to acquisition activity led to another 24% increase in 2023 investment to $64.5 billion, similar to amounts spent in pre-pandemic 2018. The restored investment over 2 years resulted in a 14% production gain. However, declining cash flows from lower commodity prices in the latter half of 2023 brought the industry to another inflection point. Producers couldn't fund continued CapEx increases and sustained dividends and share buybacks without resuming the deficit spending that had rocked their financial stability a decade before. Their decisions about 2024 capital spending couldn't have been more clear. Maximizing free cash flow was the top priority. See solid as a rock. Total investment fell 3% to $62.8 billion in 2024 and drifted slightly lower to $62.5 billion in 2025. Production climbed 7% in 2025 to 5.8 billion BOE, partially because of the wave of M&A activity. As we reviewed in our recent 2025 earnings blog, and the thunder rolls, steadily eroding oil prices have been taking their toll on earnings, which hit a five-year low of $5.13 per BOE in Q4 2025, down 46% from the previous quarter. While the expectation of lower oil prices certainly influenced 2026 investment, the maturing of U.S. shale inventory was increasingly cited as a major factor. EOG Resources CEO Ezra Yacob pointed out that industry-wide Tier 1 inventory is maturing, while Occidental Petroleum leader Vicky Hollub pointed out Tier 1 opportunities are finite. Devon Energy and Continental Resources both said they were transitioning into more development of Tier 2 zones because the highest return inventory is becoming more limited. As the overall inventory declines, capital efficiency gains are flattening, with diminishing returns from longer laterals, more complex completions, and tighter spacing. And despite softer oil prices, industry costs are continuing to rise, pressuring budgets. With margins squeezed, E&Ps are unwilling to chase volume growth. Total production growth is forecast to be up only 1% at 5.9 billion BOE in 2026 after steady growth since 2021. Oil-weighted E&Ps. The Q4 2025 results of the oil-weighted E&Ps were most dramatically impacted by lower oil prices. Earnings plunged to just 97 cents per BOE from $13.26 per BOE in Q3 2025 on lower revenues and nearly $9 per BOE in price-related impairments. To sustain returns, the oil producers have slashed their 2026 capital spending forecasts by 7% to $22.5 billion from $24.3 billion the previous year. Eight of the 11 oil-focused companies we follow reduced planned investment, with the largest reductions announced by the larger cap E&Ps. Occidental Petroleum, Oxy, which has the highest production volume, is reducing its CapEx by nearly $800 million, or 14%, to $5.3 billion, as it touts $2.5 billion in cost savings over the past 3 years. Bakken-centric Chord Energy, which is refocused on capital efficiency after its $11 billion 2024 merger with Enerplus, is reducing investment by 17%. Diamondback Energy, EOG, Resources and Devon Energy have announced 7%, 5% and 4% reductions, respectively. The only significant increases were from smaller producers. Riley Permian is tripling its investment after a major acquisition and is redirecting the proceeds from the sale of its midstream assets to upstream development. Ring Energy is increasing investment by 14%, while California Resources is investing 8% more after its merger with Berry Petroleum. After steep post-pandemic output growth, significantly fueled by major acquisitions, the peer group's 2026 production forecast represents a 4% increase to 2.068 billion BOE. Output had surged 16% the previous year. Over 80% of the projected 2026 increase resulted from a 13% rise to 509 million BOE from EOG Resources, an industry outlier that is focused on organic development of new resource plays rather than acquisitions. In contrast, forecasts from major producers Oxy, Devon, and Diamondback were flat to slightly higher. Diversified E&Ps. Q4 2025 profits for the diversified peer group fell 26% to $8.19 per BOE as impairments were not a significant factor. However, producers have slashed their 2026 capital spending forecast by 8% to $24.9 billion following a 7% cut the previous year. The dichotomy between the larger and smaller producers was even more dramatic than for the oil-weighted group. The six largest diversified spenders collectively cut investment by a significant 12%, while the six smallest companies are increasing CapEx by 7%. ConocoPhillips, the largest U.S. E&P, is cutting spending by $1.05 billion, or 8%, in 2026. APA Corporation is reducing CapEx by 26% as it concentrates on reducing debt following its $4.5 billion acquisition of Colin Petroleum. SM Energy will reduce spending by 24% following the January 2026 acquisition of Civitas Resources. In contrast, Murphy Oil and Ovintiv are boosting investment by 9% each as both are increasingly targeting non-U.S. properties. Murphy is accelerating development in Vietnam and Côte d'Ivoire while Ovintiv is focusing on the Canadian Montney play after the acquisition of New Vista Energy. Production for the diversified E&P peer group is expected to decline 3% to 1.857 billion BOE. Major factors are a 2%, or 22 million BOE, reduction by ConocoPhillips, a 6% divestiture-driven decline by APA Corporation, and an 18% cutback in pro forma activity by Crescent Energy, which is following a capital rationing strategy after its acquisition of Vital Energy. Gas-weighted E&Ps. The recent rise in natural gas prices, including spikes related to the bitterly cold winter, spurred a 54% increase in profits to $6.51 per BOE in Q4 2025 for the gas-weighted producers. It is not unexpected that total CapEx for the 10 producers is forecast to increase 4% to $11.6 billion in 2026, but that modest growth masks significant differences in strategy among the producers. Increased investment is being driven by an ambitious 46% increase by Antero Resources, partially spurred by acquisitions, and a 37% boost by Comstock Resources, which is plunging back into heavy development as gas prices recover in the Haynesville. The two companies account for $431 million of the $438 million in higher investment for the group. On the other hand, the three largest producers in the group, EQT Corporation, Expand Energy, and Coterra Energy, are reducing investment by 2%, 3%, and 5%, respectively. Production for the group is forecast to increase a modest 3%. As with investment, the increase is driven by 19% and 7% boosts by Antero and Comstock, respectively. Output for the remaining producers is flat to slightly higher as the companies take a conservative approach. Looking forward, U.S. E&Ps will reap short-term cash flow benefits from soaring oil prices, which have also created sudden hedging opportunities. However, no company has issued a statement committing to production hikes. Significant geopolitical uncertainty, including the duration of the current hostilities in the Middle East and the scope of the disruption of oil supplies, will likely limit any short-term investment response by U.S. producers. Investor pressure for returns, tariff impacts, midterm election-related noise, and inventory quality issues had already created elevated uncertainty and restrained spending. Producers are wary of overshooting supply because high prices can trigger demand destruction, ultimately reducing consumption and weakening long-term economics. The practical ability of producers to implement a short-term increase in production is limited because of the long-term decline in the inventory of drilled but uncompleted wells, DUCs. Since the pandemic, operators have prioritized completing existing inventory over new drilling to maximize cash flow amid falling prices, reducing DUC counts to the lowest level since 2013. The inventories are particularly thin in plays outside the Permian, especially the Bakken and Eagle Ford. Significant production increases would require a sizable ramp-up in new drilling, which requires a high degree of confidence that higher pricing will be sustained. The ever-evolving Middle East crisis and industry impact are likely to receive significant attention when the producers report Q1 2026 results. We will monitor the comments and report on any changes to planned investment programs. No Sudden Movement was written by Zoltan Bhattery, Ivan Moody, Jeremy Spencer, Jason Hook, and Kevin Churko and appears as the sixth song on Five Finger Death Punch's sixth studio album, Gotcha Six. The heavy groove metal song talks about being mindful with deliberation to avoid possible negative changes that may lie ahead. Personnel on the record were Ivan Moody, lead vocals, Zoltan Bhattery, Jason Hook, guitars, Chris Kale bass, and Jeremy Spencer, drums. Got Your Six was recorded in 2015 at the Hideout in Las Vegas and produced by Kevin Churko. Got Your Six was a term used by World War I aviators to signify I have your back. It is also Five Finger Death Punch's sixth studio album. Released in September 2015, the album went to number 1 on the Billboard Top Hard Rock and number 2 on the Billboard 200 Albums charts. It has been certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. 4 singles were released from the LP. Five Finger Death Punch is an American heavy metal band formed in Las Vegas in 2005. They released their debut album, The Way of the Fist, in 2007, and it was certified gold by the RIAA. They have released 9 studio albums, 4 compilation albums, an EP, and 36 singles. They have sold more than 6 million records worldwide and 3 billion streams. 10 people have passed through the band since its formation. Lead vocalist Ivan Moody and guitarist Zoltan Bhattery are the only founding members still in the band. They continue to record and tour and will begin their Five Finger Death Punch 20th Anniversary World Tour in July in the U.S.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.